It's gonna make sounds. Hey, it's the 420 edition of the Migs Cat, so that's what we do here. I am Steve Migs. I'm here with the Reverend in Fuego.
Hello.
Glenn Cannon.
Well, hi.
Not yet. Glenn's not ready yet.
Well, Steve just laughs.
I just laugh at your misery. It makes me happy.
I'm kind of in a good mood, man. Just my body's really over it.
Glenn celebrated his birthday.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, no,
I spent most of it just driving and rocking. There was some rocking that went on.
There's definitely some rocking, some melting some faces.
I drove like 7 hours back and got back to my place, and Chris had a flat in my backyard. So I'm laying out in the wet grass and mud, jacking
Happy
his
birthday.
Oh, yeah.
To Glenn.
You know, and his girl Bree walks up and she's like, hey, happy birthday. I'm like, yeah, it's off to a great start. I'm like laying in the mud, positioning the jack. And
stay out of my bubble.
Oh, man.
I am not the birthday
yeah,
boy.
It was like that, you know. And then Tawny was sick, so she had all these great plans. No, she's just barely hanging on, though. It was still amazing to see her. So I was like, baby, I don't care. Let's just order a pizza. The pizza showed up like an hour late, cold and wrong.
And wet.
You know, and she's just like, you know, Tony's like, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, I don't care. I don't even care.
Good thing you got all month to celebrate.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good point.
I was like, I've got a roof over my head. I've got friends. A happy birthday. It's fine.
I think I just now realized why people celebrate birthday months, because more often than not, we all have crappy birthdays.
Yeah,
and
the
you
actual
need a do-over.
Day.
Yeah.
You know,
at least a week.
For the past couple of years, like, my life has really fell in on itself right around my birthday. So I've been joking for a while now that this year I was going to just go into hiding for like a month, you know, and like when April was over, just bring me out of the cave.
Like wake me up when April
ends. Oh, yeah. I think like last year I was in the middle of losing my home, and like the year before, I can't even remember it. It's always something like terrible.
Yeah.
Not like, oh, I broke my toe. Like, dude, you're going to be homeless in a week.
Happy April.
Happy birthday, man. So, yeah, actually, this year, I think I dodged a bullet.
April showers really effing suck for Glenn.
Yeah. I drove for a very long time and then changed a tire.
Well, happy
not
birthday.
Even yours.
Yeah,
not
know,
even
man.
Yours.
Yeah,
that's way better than me getting my cookie puss cake taken away from me.
I know,
stolen.
Man.
Stolen.
Well, this is going to be a really fun episode. You just heard Levi Lyon from Lyon Pride Music, Lyon Pride Party Buses. Cortland's here as well from the Lyon Pride Clan.
Yeah!
That's awesome. And then we've also got from Mary Mart, we've got Billy and Misha. How are you guys doing?
Doing awesome.
This is awesome. So, I mean,
T-Town in the house.
Yes, this is a Tacoma represent.
Compton representing.
These are my people.
Yeah.
South Enders.
Mm-hmm.
It was funny, like when we went to our big hockey tournament, and always a shout out to Levi and Lyon Pride Music, and a massive shout out to Rich for being the man who keeps all of us idiot donkeys
the
in order.
Herder.
He really is. He's the donkey herder. And somehow we've always made it back with all of us, which is just a shock. Before, when we didn't use you guys, we not necessarily didn't always happen. Guys fall off the wagon, fall off the truck. I don't know.
Never leave a man behind, dude.
Well, sometimes we can't find them. But oh, Rich always knocks that out of the park. And I always say this with such sincerity that if you want to have a great time on a party bus and be safe, And it's just an awesome vibe. Lyon Pride Music. Just look them up on Facebook. Look them up online, where people can find you online.
Yeah. All the social media pages. Lyon with Lyon.
That's right.
Yeah, Lyon Pride. You just gotta spell it right.
But, yes.
But yeah. I would love to take everybody out on the bus. Let's go have some experiences. You know.
That we do. So we're there. I'm playing hockey, having a great time. I'm completely not in the right mind frame to be playing hockey, but I look over. And then I just see the Lyon Pride Music crew in Spokane. I'm like, wait, surprise! Either I took something that I didn't realize I took, or that's Levi right over there. That's Grizz. That's Corlin. There's the whole crew all waving.
We were there to support, man. We had three of the buses in Spokane that weekend.
That's crazy.
We were doing the Canna Tank event. It was this cannabis party over at the Red Lyon over in Spokane.
Nice. Oh, I love the Red Lyon.
It was cool. Yeah, dude. It was rad. And so, yeah. So then, of course, you guys got to take the new bus.
Yes.
The new school bus.
SKOOL.
Yeah. It was,
with the stripper pole in there.
Nice.
Which J-Mac used way more than anybody else.
Oh, I was waiting to. So I jumped right on that thing, and the next thing you know.
No, it was basically our buddy Jay.
Steve
he was on
just saw the pole and was like, I'm going to get hurt.
I didn't touch that pole. I was having a hard enough time just sitting.
Yeah, I can relate to that.
I might pass out. That will really put a major, massive downer on this party if I do.
And it's got the twister on the floorboard. You guys play twister?
I didn't even realize that.
Yeah.
We started drinking at 8 a.m.
Yeah, yeah.
And then stopped drinking on Sunday.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Night. Sunday night.
We'll have to do a redo. We'll get some Twister going on, you know, get the monkey bars in full swing and the dance ball.
So it's always fun having all of you guys here for the big 420 spectacular. And then the Mary Mart crew always brings gifts.
Oh, we got some fun stuff today.
Rev, they've got your
before.
It's a tradition, Rev. The giant joint.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Wow.
Duh.
So we finally managed to crack this at a house party. And I think there was about 7 of us that got about halfway through it. And then we had to tap. And then it was just used as shake later on.
See, I don't know, man. I've never had one not make it through.
It was ridiculous.
When Mary Mart gets together for a party, like we usually have 2 or 3 of those. And they're gone within like the first 20-30 minutes.
Gosh.
That makes sense because Rev talks about the last time you and he hung out and he was basically paralyzed.
I don't really feel bad
because I ate more brownies than they are. So they are.
Really weird.
It was
like,
a fun ride up.
It was, oh my gosh. And that was the one thing. He was just like, I made this at home. It's nuclear grade. And we're like, these are really, really tasty brownies. So we're eating the brownies. And then, yeah, that was the first time I've ever vomited because of weed, and it was only because, and it wasn't because it was like some weird OD or something like that. It was because I was sitting in a chair, got vertigo, and realized I had to puke. Like, it was just, everything just went spin.
That made my day so much to hear that you threw up. I was like, my whole goal was to really, like, brownie somebody out, and I thought it was going to be me.
I got browned out there.
I'm just picturing, like, paramedics with a wheelbarrow, like, you know.
Yeah, me calling, I think
with
I'm
Rev's
dead.
Arms and legs hanging out
Help.
Of it.
Help. I have no legs.
Going on. Yeah, dude, like, normally, okay, so edibles, like solids, like brownies, it takes like 45 minutes to hit in. But my God, dude, it hit in like 15 minutes.
Yeah it was fast.
What?
Yeah, I don't know what I do with my brownies, but they go, like, they work really fast, and they...
It's because you mix meth
day.
In there. I know what you do. I'm on to you, Billy.
What do you
well, no,
do?
See, I bring marijuana brownies and crystal meth cupcakes. So.
And bath salts.
Oh, brought the shaker.
It's actually, these are actual in energizing bath salts with rosemary and spearmint.
I figured that you had a rough birthday weekend, and that might be appropriate for you to soak in a nice little
time. I really only tied one on Friday. After that, I was pretty well behaved. But
I don't know, but still, sometimes it just lasts. I think it can just linger.
Yeah, I'm getting older. My recovery time is longer now, you know,
That's
man?
Why I stopped drinking on my birthday, and I just get weeded out, pass out, and wake up with like
there
a box
you go.
Of cereal.
Yeah, you're probably doing it right, man. You're probably doing it right.
Am I supposed to smoke this or snort it? What am I doing here?
So Steve and I were
grind
saying,
it up.
Yeah, I think we have to go eat a bum after we eat.
Whoa, I am energized. Say, just lick it? What do we do here?
Yeah, so I would take about half of that bad boy and pour it into a bathtub and then just soak for about 30, 45 minutes.
Half of this, huh?
Yeah, that's all. I mean, you could do a quarter of it. I like half because I feel like Gumby afterwards.
Are you claiming the salt?
No, I'm just smelling it.
Oh, it does smell nice.
Yeah, give them away.
That is it for Glenn.
It's just
I'll take so I can have
man.
The salts.
They're actually relaxed. Those are great.
And then I've got the
super into them.
Yeah, we were
the
talking
Dragon
about that on the bus.
As
like,
well.
The best. And the Dragon Balm, I thought you might like that. Someone
thank you.
Like that stuff works so good on my.
Well, last time I was the guy that I sniped the menstrual cream.
Yes,
which was hilarious.
I know, and I was going to bring you more of that, but
I'd be like, hey, honey, yeah, you rub some of that menstrual cream on my neck. Like this is the thing that went on in my house for like a month, and then when it was gone, I'm like, oh, the menstrual creams, because she was rubbing it on my belly at night and stuff. I mean, seriously, dude.
You can put it anywhere, man.
I'm menstruating again, babe.
Oh, yeah, dude.
This time it's right above my nipples.
My wife and I cut through that in like no time. She's like, will you rub some on me? It became like a thing between Tawny and I, man.
Oh, and then try the bath salts, and you guys both take a bath together, get out, put some lotion on. Yeah.
Okay.
Just melt together.
Yeah, yeah.
Pores are open.
Become one.
Receive.
Pores are open, ready to receive.
Oh, God, if my pores open, insects will probably fly out of them at this point.
Like the mummy.
I'm the damn 7th plague.
I'm picturing princes when doves fly.
God, yeah, right?
Now, I found something I believe that would be perfect for the Rev, because I know you do like the spice.
Oh.
Sriracha, THC tincture, or tincture.
Tincture, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And just so that you know, it's a pho. King hot.
Steve.
Yeah,
well
you
done.
Can throw this in your
yeah, that was
dude,
great.
That's exactly beautiful. What it's for. Beautiful. Michel,
nice pregnant stuff.
Yeah, so. Man. So it's a little hot, hotter than sriracha. And for the record, Steve from Fairwinds now. So this is a Fairwinds product. These guys are f***ing awesome.
Do you smoke marijuana with that mouth?
Marijuana?
This is great because, I mean, sometimes I'll do the low budget just ramen at home, and I will completely and utterly douse it in sriracha and drop an egg in there, and it's cheap pho.
Yeah.
And it's like the best way to do it. So throwing some of this in there.
Oh, look out.
Oh,
your poor
yeah.
wife. You'll be stoned and gassy.
Bring out the wheelbarrow.
It happens.
Well, we also have something very large, green, and phallic, and I figured that's perfect for you as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Party bong.
That's a nice bong,
that's from
man.
One of my favorite, my personal favorite bong manufacturing companies is Illadelph, and we sell those at the shop.
It's nice.
Yeah. It's really nice. It's, you know, it's home security as well. Like,
yeah, it's very stable.
Yeah. Won't tip over. It's real nice. It's all American-made glass. It's real good stuff.
Yeah, like that's nice. That's like really
right?
nice.
This
man.
Is really and it's yeah. like the bongs and stuff that you guys have at Mary Mart. You have such a huge, amazing selection.
Oh man!
Like just there's like what? How many friggin' like just glass cases
okay, so,
full?
Okay, we have three. Okay, so four glass cases that house like some of our bongs, and then we have three more floor cases that house more bongs and bowl pieces, and then our back shelves, our little end caps, have more bongs in our display cases. I don't know. I probably have about 3,000 different pieces Jeez. You can buy right now.
And that's definitely my favorite way to smoke. I love smoking out of a bong.
Do you like smoking out of a joint bubbler? I don't even know what a joint bubbler is.
Yeah, so, okay, pop that thing open. That is called the Martian. This thing is awesome. And he's out here, dude. Ooh. Levi's wearing it around his neck,
yeah,
too.
They're great.
He's got some silicone one. These things are awesome, man.
Flavor, like, flavor over
so
there.
So you put a little bit of water in it, you put your joint in it so it gets
what?
Like, yeah, so it's like a little bubbler for your joint. And it's, you know, smoother hit. You can take a nice fat rip of it. And it's really cool, man. That's a lot of fun. The Martian.
The Martian.
These ones all glow in the dark.
Bubble wrap.
These ones are from Kratom Kings and the Green Room down there on 6th Avenue in Tacoma.
Oh, nice.
So,
oh, those are cool.
So these
Check
ones all glow
in the
dark.
It's got a scorpion on it, Rev.
Fun.
Yes. Oh, you just put this a little tiny bit of water in there, and it just purrs like a... and it's great.
That's like, I've seen the what they call the chubblers, which are, it's like a little bubbler, but it's just like
a
little
pocket
pipe.
Bubbler that doesn't spill.
Yeah.
It's, yeah. Those are sweet.
Those
dude.
Things
I've had one of those
so
for a long
cool.
time.
This isn't the first time I've said this, but it's usually back in the college days. Where do I put my mouth on this thing?
You put your mouth on the little piece, and then the joint goes
I say anything,
all the way
man.
Over it, too. No, you're doing it wrong. Open your mouth all the way up.
Don't
go.
Bite it.
Wait, I put the whole thing in my mouth?
Yeah. No,
you're crazy.
I would just stick one up my nostril and then it fits a little better. A little more snug.
That's awesome.
Levi, where was this before I put my mouth on this?
Around my
you guys
neck.
Have seen butt chugs, right? No.
It's not the first time I put this around me after Levi had it on.
Oh, I wish we had.
That is hilarious. These are great. Those are cool.
Yeah, so those are for you guys.
Oh.
Compliments of the Green Room.
They're like little snugglers.
Yeah. Can I take the little pink one?
Yeah.
A little pink.
Yeah, you need a little pink one.
I like the little pink one. If I'm going to put my mouth on something, it should be pink.
Hey.
Ba-dum-bum. Now, what's this bad boy? The Indigo Pro.
Oh, this is like the most awesome like vape cartridge battery on the market right now. This is what everybody has been going crazy for. It's called the Indigo Pro.
I feel
comes
like this
in
is
two
like the
colors,
weed price
charcoal
is right.
and indigo.
Tell us what they've won,
but,
Johnny.
It's a fun battery. Cause you, like most of the batteries, Steve, you use the vape cards like that. You push a little button, and
yeah.
it just glows, and it's cool, it glows.
Right.
This one, when you draw on it, that's all you do is draw on it, and it vibrates. Yeah, so now open that up. I think it might
headed.
Have an empty cartridge in there, and you might be able to try. I don't know if it has an empty one in there, but yeah, it vibrates when you pull on it, so it's a lot of fun.
I like when that happens. I can't get it.
But I did
out.
Get you a cartridge for that one as well, and that's in there.
Oh, yeah, that's that thing.
Crazy. Yeah.
Oh, this is trouble. Oh,
yeah, it is.
Da-ba-ba-da.
Oh, look at
that. Comes in a little case. I mean, this is like,
yeah.
Nice.
So then what, you just put that thing in there? And
yeah, so it's not like the regular ones that screw on there because it actually, it just drops in. It's like a little magnet.
So what is this thing here? This
that was just kind of just
that's
to,
a,
yeah,
that's
to like,
a holder.
Yeah.
Oh, so but, then I would just do this and put this in
yeah,
here?
Yeah, you just drop it in. It's a little magnet, so it just holds it there. You don't screw it on there. There's,
cool.
Yeah, so it's all magnets.
I've had some issues with vape pens all in the right. past where you screw
yeah.
it on and then I go to screw it off and it pulls apart the
yeah.
entire piece. I'm like, I need another one, Billy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
And it's got like a fancy
you probably
case
charged it too long.
Where you can put little cartridges in there.
Yeah, so you put your
probably.
Cartridges in there. So, I mean, some people actually will come nice. In and buy like 10 at a time, and then you keep your daytime, your midday, and your nighttime.
This
all,
is like the business attire kind.
Yeah.
for the vaping.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It's very fancy.
Yeah. But when I'm on Wall Street and I want to get high. Dude, that's dope. All right, Rev, would you like a drink?
No pun intended.
A drink? I love these drinks. I've got like three of them at home. Well,
those ones, have
two
you got
of them.
These right here? The
Not
spikers?
These ones. No, but I've had a couple that I'm actually quite afraid. So here's the thing.
You don't take anything from me because of the brownies, huh?
Yeah. And it's like, it's just, literally, like this one right Red here, the Spikers Lime Mojito.
I'm okay with that, though.
This bottle right here, it comes with a little shot glass because it's 100 milligrams of THC straight up in this thing.
Yeah, well, so you're not supposed to drink that whole thing. You can. It's not going to taste good, but you're supposed to mix it in a punch bowl or something.
Oh.
And then everybody gets to have a
See,
little
that's
buzz.
How that's what we, you were, doing wrong. Wrong. Yeah, yeah.
You cracked it and chugged it.
One of, butt chugged it.
One of the
bottoms up.
I'll have rock band parties at my house where people come over and it'll be like kind of like a karaoke night. And we cracked one of these open and it got weird really quick. So yeah, maybe we should do it maybe in more of like a spody or something along those lines.
I don't know. I'm just going to probably drink.
I could use that as a component in Jello shots, man.
Ooh,
you know.
Oh. Yes. Yeah,
that would work, right?
I've never had a weed Jello shot.
I just went to a bar called Unicorn in Capitol Hill, and it's like really like bright colors in the place. It's awesome, and just had a great time. But one of their signature drinks had Jello shots that were really weird, but their signature drink is called Unicorn. Rhymes with fizz.
With a J?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
Faith No More wrote a song about it where they lobbed something.
Yes. Right. Yes.
Oh, jeez.
And it was
Which
delicious.
Was, oddly enough, a multiple Migs reference.
Yes. From Silence of the Lambs.
From Silence of the Lambs.
But nothing is weirder than walking up to the bar and ordering a unicorn J from this lady. And she just looks at me. I'm like, I'm getting it. My wife wants some unicorn J. What do you want from me? You have it on the menu.
Do they just throw it on your face?
Yes. Okay. Yes. It's like a turkey base. You squeeze it. And it just,
well, when they do
weird.
It right, the bartender lays on her side and then yells, "Look at the blonde!" and then throws it out across the bar. They call that a Foster, I think. I don't know.
It's got some Kimbo Kush for you there, Rav. What's nice. Kimbo Kush? Is that Kimbo Misha Slices please. Weed?
Real nice heavy out? Indica. It knock you out weed, man. My girlfriend's been smoking on for the past like 2 months. 2 years, 2 months, and it helps her go to sleep.
Yeah.
Sorry. Hey, what's going on, man? Hey, how's it going? Yeah. Sweet. No, like, Billy hooked me up, too, because for NorwestCon, we usually go a bunch. And I've been kind of scaling back on the drinking and stuff like that, where Steve goes full bore when he's going to his hockey tournament. I've been trying to keep it a little less on the drinking side and usually doing a little bit of the weed. And as like, I walked up to him, like, I think the day before, and I was like, hey, Billy, I need something to, you know, make me a little goofy, but not necessarily put me out, like, especially with something like this. Yeah. And he hooked me up with this stuff, Allen Wrench. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Legit.
I just love Rev. Like, you go to him like as if like he's like your spiritual guide.
Yeah.
Billy.
You go on. Let me take you there, buddy.
Well, and that's like anybody over at Mary Mart. What you do, you're like, hey, I know that certain things will, you know, make me spacey, but I want to be creative, or I want something that's going to have a little bit of energy and maybe make me a little derpy. And that's basically what Allen Wrench really did, because I don't want to fall asleep, but I want to be kind of on a different plane. And Billy and all the bud tenders over there are super solid when it comes to that sort of stuff. They'll let you know how it affects people, and hopefully it will affect you in that sort of same way.
Yeah, we get, you know, a lot of people come in every day and they talk about the strains they tried and like that, and we have almost 40 employees there and they try everything together, so it's like we're just coming up with recommendations all the time, and you tell us exactly what you're doing and we're going to
put the
right
stuff in. We might tap into all this because we have a big pizza party here in about an hour and a half. At the station. Hey. What better way to do it if we all walked out
really
stoned?
There won't
really
be any pizza left. You just see Steve running down the hall with a couple boxes under his arm giggling.
Got mine. It'll forever be known as the MigsCast incident. The time when everyone came out. The co-workers didn't even get to enjoy the pizza. It was just Steve and his merry group of stoners.
And on the last day of the MigsCast.
they instill the, on an ongoing basis, the MCI policy. The MCI, a MigsCast incident.
Yeah, we try not to talk about it too much.
Don't really invite him to any pizza parties, and don't ever have him on a Tuesday.
Steve threw it at all the windows. It's hard to explain.
So then, now we have, they're called Journeyman Couch Potatoes. And on the back it says they're salty, they're sweet, they're creamy, and lit. We wanted every good munchy flavor in one bite, and we wanted it loaded with cannabis flower power. You can eat this on the go, but you'll want to sit down. to enjoy the ride.
Couch potatoes.
And that's what it is.
It's awesome.
It's made with Tim's Cascade chips, too.
Whoa!
So that's
you just curse and then you
swearing.
You curse and then you.
I forgot that. Like,
apologize by cursing.
Oh, man, like,
again,
we could just like curse all the time, just make Rev super busy, right? So I just say like fudge right now.
Oh, yeah.
Freckles.
Stop it. You're taking us down this really weird ship.
Sorry. Back to the potato chips.
No, back to Dirty Misha over there.
These things are awesome, man. And like those things retail for $24 at Mary Mart. So $24, you get 100 milligrams. And yeah, it's chocolate with potato chips. So it's like your savory option. You know, who doesn't like chocolate with potato chips?
I just
want
to try one just to enjoy it. I don't even want to get high.
Look at Rev's eyes, man.
You can't. Those are non-infused.
Rev, would you like some Journeyman potato chips?
No, those are all for you, man. No. With the diabetes... I like hanging out a little bit more with the flour and the less of the edibles.
Understood.
Especially
understood.
After your wife, the,
you think?
I can be a couch potato with no additional.
All right. Well, I mean,
I've
you know.
Got that down.
I twist my arm.
I think I've got that chronic fatigue syndrome thing going on
like,
at this
it's
point.
Like Easter for stoners. You even brought us a basket.
I did.
So sweet.
You can keep the basket.
Aw. And then there's Surge, Strawberry Surge. It's a Cannaburst. It's a fruit chew. What does this get you, like, full of energy?
No, it's just like a Starburst.
Oh, fantastic.
So it's like, the best tasting, like, it's the consistency is just like a Starburst, but it's got weed in it, and it's really super good. It comes in, like, 10 different flavors, and you can get it in sativa or indica, and that is the sativa blend, so that's why you get a little boost of energy.
I'm loving on the back of your head, it's like 21 and up for use by adults. This product contains marijuana. It's got a little pot leaf. For the 21 up, it's got a little logo that says 21 plus. But then for keep out of really reach of children... It just looks like somebody who's like balancing like a top hat.
It does.
Right?
It does. Well, no, I think, yeah, there's a line with a cube above it and the child is can't reach it. I think that's what they're trying to say is that the little person by the exclamation point can't reach what's above that line.
Keep out of reach of children.
Thus indicating that, yeah. Or it's a little guy bouncing a top hat.
Right. I mean, it could be you don't want your kid wearing your top hat.
Balance your top hat whilst you smoke your weed.
It was a problem in the Lincoln household for a long time, actually.
It was. It was huge.
It was.
Yes. Well, thank you, guys.
Yeah, no problem.
And so what big 420 specials you guys got going on?
It's going to be pretty wild. So we've got, first of all, we got 15% off of everything in the store, 25% off all the paraphernalia, so pipes, bongs.
And I heard 14% off for anyone who says they heard you on the Migscast. Instead of 15%.
You're like, wait a minute, is that math? Wait.
I just heard the stoner brand.
You just say you heard me on the Migscast and we'll take care
free
of
hug.
It. Yeah, free hug or shrugs. Shrugs are my favorite thing.
What the hell is a shrug? Oh, jeez.
It's literally a shrug.
There you
dude.
Go. There you go. Free shrugs. I get that all day.
Can I get this for free?
That's my response. It's like, you got anything for free? Yeah, I got shrugs, man. Shrugs all day. What's that?
He's such a dick. I love it.
But, we'll see the guy down at Hempfest, free shrugs, right? There's always that guy that's like free hugs, but you don't want to hug him, right?
Exactly.
Down there at the festival.
Free like, shrugs guy. I don't mind being free shrugs guy. But we're going to have, let's see, what do we got, Mish? We've got some.
Don't let Mish talk. She might curse again.
Yeah, I know.
Aww, kidding.
So we got some items that you're not going to be able to get on that 15% discount. We got concentrates from a high-end company called Refine. They did some Freddy's Fuego product, which is top of the line. It's going to be $40 a gram, $30 a gram of oleum. We got some flour for $25 for eighths. We're going to have dollar joints. Ounces for 75, ounces for 65,
damn.
2 grams for 10. That's that Dutch treat from THC Farms. And then we're going to have, let's see, some ounces from Lifted. They're going to be $150. Those are normally $350.
Wow.
So it's getting some top shelf stuff. So it's going to be a real fun day. And we're going to have Levi out with the bus.
Woo!
Yeah, it's going to be a blast. So you can now go into Mary Mart, get your stuff, and...
Go hang on the bus and listen to some sweet music.
Yeah, we're going to have a guy out there doing animal balloons.
We're going to have a laser party.
You're going to have animal balloons?
Lasers.
Why don't we have animal balloons on the trip to Spokane, man?
I don't know. It'll be a new thing. It's going to be a new thing from now on, though.
I feel like that would be a big hit at 2 in the morning. Hey, ladies, you want to come on our bus and see our animal balloons?
Before I picked up Misha and Billy up at Mary Mart this morning, I had to pull off some... They were... balloons from the from the bachelor party on Saturday. They were still left.
You have to bleep. You have to bleep that.
Yes.
Yeah, really? Balloons. Is, balloons is a bad word.
Yes.
Yeah, balloons. I can't keep track. I've been trying to learn.
But booby balloons.
Booby balloons.
Yeah, booby balloons. Continue.
They were great. So I didn't even pop them. I just threw them in the. I was
just kind of nuzzled them.
Yeah.
He's under the pillow.
Yeah, say goodbye to you guys.
Just
I'm sorry.
Repeatedly hug the balloon.
Motorboat them.
Everybody needs a bosom for a pillow.
Yes. Corner shop.
Thank you.
Nice. And also, shout out to Levi and the crew over at Lion Pride. They're going to be doing a really, really cool thing to help out a great cause that Glenn here put together.
May 6th.
Oh, yeah, May 6th. Dude, actually, in person. That is such a huge score. We were going...
This is an awesome idea that Glenn came up
with. Yeah, well, we were going back and forth. Studio 7, they thought they might have liquor back. Nope, we didn't get it. Wait till Monday. Can you wait till X? So I was putting it off, but basically we wanted to create an environment where people could still drink. And there's a bar right up the alley, Horton. Mm-hmm. It's like 300 yards away, called The Siren, that has an outdoor patio, et cetera. So I was like, man, if we just ran shuttles. Awesome. And then I had my van, a couple vans lined up, and I was like, man... You know, so I hit up Steve. I'm like, dude, would you be willing to reach out to Levi and see if he would use the party bus as a shuttle for this cause? Steve hit me back, and he was like, dude, just talk to Levi. He's in. And I think I replied, all caps, you are a god.
You know? I am.
It's going to be awesome. And anything to support Nicole and Tracy down at Studio 7.
That's
They're
so
old
amazing,
school
man.
Friends and family. They've been holding down the rock scene for a minute.
Yeah.
2 minutes.
Yeah.
More.
They're, and, you know, so that show's May 6th. Doors are at 2. The show starts at 3. I should grab the rundown of the artists. But yeah, there will
be a great lineup.
Drink shuttle running artists, which is pretty amazing. And then all the bands involved. So we've got Phil Kennedy and Friends, Casualty of God, What Thou Wilt, Superfecta, Bruiser Brody, Wyatt Only the Wreckage, Windowpane, Almost Human, The Kiss Tribute. And then a very Aussie tribute that's going to have just a bunch of guests. All these different musicians are sitting in with the Aussie tribute.
It's an all-day thing.
It's an all-day thing. American Music Supply in the back line. So everyone's doing a 30-minute set, like a 10-minute changer. We're just going to blow through all these artists.
Sweet.
And try and raise
May
money.
6th.
Yeah.
May 6th.
The day
Sunday.
After Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
Drinko de Mayo continued.
Drinko de Mayo continued.
Drink that hangover away.
So, dude, in person, thank you so much. That is so amazing that you're willing to do that.
It's going to be a blast.
I think it's a massive selling point. It's like, yeah, there's no liquor at the venue, but there's a party bus drink shuttle.
Well, it never used to be a bar, right? It used to be just a hangout, like a rehearsal studio.
That's right.
And then I remember it was like probably like early 2000s when they applied for the liquor license originally. And it was like, wow, they're going to actually have a bar. But it was like, it was a cool spot before anyway. So
I remember going down there. They weren't even open yet. A guy named Brian Mikowski from Underride, if you remember that band.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He was like, dude, man, you got to come meet this guy. And we've been hanging out at the Central. We drove down. The club wasn't even open yet. And he took me in, introduced me to Tracy, and we sat up on the balcony. The club hadn't even opened yet and just had like many a drink and just sat there and talked.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is going to be a great venue. And, you know, of course, at the time, I had no idea what a huge part of my life it was going to become. You know,
big
man?
Time. Yeah. Yeah. Music first. So,
yeah, we're trying to save them. Lion Pride is... Really, Levi, that's so rad that you guys are doing that. I can't thank you enough.
So what time does that show start?
It'll start at 3. Doors are at 2.
Sweet.
So, yeah, you might have to get up semi-early-ish on Sunday.
It's okay. Am I
at the butt crack of 11.
Exactly.
After Drinko de Mayo the night before, we might just still be rolling.
Just keep it going.
Man. Well, I'll buy you a Bloody Mary at the Siren, man. You know.
I'm in for that.
I'm hiring a driver.
Yeah, no doubt. Deepest thanks.
Hiring
deepest
Rich.
Thanks.
Rich, you're on notice.
Well, a lot of the reason even for the Sunday event was that we were having a hard time. Tracy would find a weekend. It was like, nope, this artist, and this artist are booked. Or, well, I've got this date. Okay, no. Then it was suddenly we're pushing out into July and stuff, and it's honestly, he needs monies now. His legal fees are already through the roof, and they're fighting this tooth and nail because a lot of it's really truly unjust, and I won't go into all the details of it here and now, but they're really being mistreated. I mean, it's an obvious sort of witch hunt just to get the club out of that area. Honestly, that entire Soto, the lady that runs our rehearsal space is in the middle of a legal suit with the city. They're trying to just clear Soto to make way for
whatever will be revenue generators for the stadiums and for Starbucks. And so basically anything down there.
New buildings.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Dude, that's exactly correct. Everything down there is in the crosshairs. So they're just seizing the opportunity to try and shut that
place
down.
There's two new buildings. Just from going down to Vegas, I set up some big licensing stuff down in Vegas for the cannabis communities. And just coming back, like a week later, there's two new buildings that came up here in Seattle. Yeah. It's incredible.
It's crazy what's going on. It is. It is.
Dude, this city is just crazy. I just read an article where it's like, this is not the same Seattle even from like 10 years ago. No, not even 5 years ago, things have changed so much.
I think there's a number you can probably find, but it's a number of blank people that move to the city every day, and it's in the hundreds. Yeah. It's like something like 326 people move to Seattle every day.
And they all work at Amazon.com.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, now
and
that
they're
I'm
willing
doing...
to pay $300,000 for a 500-square-foot studio condo.
That's not much of an exaggeration.
No, it's actually not. Yeah, that's actually, I might even be undercutting the
or
price.
Or those like 200-square-foot apartments where you can literally touch like a dorm. Each wall. Yeah. Yep. And they're like a dorm, and you will have a bed and a little kitchenette.
Yep.
Ish.
And then you share a bathroom.
Man, I talk to people all day long that are spending, you know, like $2,100 for 400 square feet in a shared bathroom.
Hard
in Capitol
pass
Hill.
On that.
That's why South End's where it's at, baby.
Hell yeah, T-Town!
Yep. Hanging out there with a bathroom. I have my own bathroom. That's like that's sad that that's not a selling point. I live somewhere where I don't share a bathroom with strangers. Crazy.
Well, anytime you attach the little et to anything. You know, like a kitchenette.
Yeah,
that means that's bad. You
that
know?
Means the stove is under
a
the
toilet.
Bed.
Yeah, I've got a bedette. Well, okay, toilet is actually we like a toilet.
There's a hole in the bed. You poop in there.
Actually, with mine, it should just be called a toil. You know,
toil.
What's that? That's my toil.
bubble toil. There's trouble.
It's a giant bucket with like one of those little fun rings around it. Just sit on that, man. It's good.
This isn't a Jimmy Buffett concert.
They've
stop
got
that.
The prison ones, you know, where it's the little stainless steel bowl, and then that is also the sink. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Make your toilet wine.
Yeah. Welcome to Seattle.
I just realized this is perfect for our 420 episode. We were supposed to call the president of Hempfest.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Should we do that?
Yeah.
We were supposed to call him about 30 minutes ago.
Oh, 30 minutes ago?
Hey, we're running on 420 time.
Exactly. I'm sure he understands. So we're going to chat with Vivian McPeak, who is the man behind Hempfest. Yeah.
See if I can dial
when's Hempfest happening?
August 16th, 17th, 18th, always a third weekend in August.
Nice.
So it's the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, third weekend in August.
Oh, hey, it's dialing.
Yeah, we just set up the licensing deal for Jamaica. Jamaica Hemp Fest is on this year in October.
What?
Nice.
Hello.
Is this Vivian?
It is.
Vivian, it's the whole crew over at the Migscast, Levi, and the Mary Mart people, and us all here just to say hi.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. How high are you?
Well, with all the gifts that the Mary Mar people gave us, we're about to get extremely high.
Yeah, we've been taken care of.
Well, I hope you have a food truck on standby in case there's an emergency case of the munchies.
We're about an hour away from a big pizza party at our radio station, so we are prepared.
Nice.
My man, hey, first of all, congratulations on all the success that's been going on with Hempfest. You are the man behind all of it. You got to be excited for the next one, huh? Because last year was the big, it was a big anniversary.
26th last year. This is our 27th.
This is our 27th. We're perilously close to 30 years. But, you know, this year we're going to raise the temperature, make hempstery, and it won't be hemporary.
Yeah.
I couldn't hemp myself, you guys.
I love it.
I just couldn't hemp myself.
You're going to make hempstery. This is awesome.
That's right. We're gonna put a chimney to shame. No, I'm not sure if you guys realize, because it goes back so far, KISW originally stood for Keep It Smokin' Washington.
Vivian, my man, what's been your favorite memory in all the 26, coming up on 27 years of doing Hempfest? You've got to have a couple of like absolute favorite memories from your experiences.
Well, I can tell you right off the bat that one of my favorite moments was when I introduced former Seattle Police Chief Norm Stamper on the main stage as a speaker, because he was the chief of police during some years of Hempfest. And so for me, it was surreal to be introducing the former police chief on our stage. Another one was when I introduced current U.S. Congressman Dana Rohrabacher, who's a Tea Party Republican. That was another surreal time for me. And of course, I also introduced Dennis Kucinich and Jill Stein. But, you know, there's so many great memories. There's been so many high times, pun intended. I tell you, man, and you know, we just keep moving forward.
I think it's interesting. Everybody that you brought up was either a police officer or a politician, typically people that would not be opening up their arms to pot culture. Was it memorable moments because you were able to give them an opportunity to see the other side of the benefits of pot culture, the benefits of marijuana and all that kind of stuff? What made those certain people memorable?
Well, to me, because it's counterintuitive that those people would be speaking at an event like Hempfest. Sure. And I felt like it was a real symbol of how far of kind of the Jedi mind trick, shamanic craziness that we've been able to manipulate, and a testament really of just the progress that the movement has made. When we started Hempfest, you know, a lot of people laughed at us. They laughed pretty hard at us. And now those people aren't laughing. They're coughing.
Yeah. Vivian is my hero, straight up.
Vivian is all of our heroes. He's the MVP.
You know, I don't know if he remembers, but I was on BJ's show, I don't know, maybe, God, years ago, and I directly followed them spanking some girl's bare ass in the studio right in front of me.
Oh, we were doing fantastic. We were doing intern interviews.
Moment of my life.
Yeah, we were interviewing some future interns. I think that's how they get the job.
They had these great Me Too t-shirts printed for them.
That's something I can't get behind, you guys.
Love it.
Hey, here's a question for you. Recently, Jimmy Kimmel or somebody had... Seth Rogen on, they were talking about the Mount Rushmore of pot.
Yeah.
When it comes to pot icons. So they had Cheech and Chong, they had Willie Nelson, and who was the fourth?
Bob Marley.
Yeah, Thank you. Thank you, Billy. Who would you put on your Mount Rushmore of marijuana?
Oh, that's pretty easy. I'd put Jack Herer, who's the author of The Emperor Wears No Clothes, which is a book that came out in the late 80s, which pretty much created the modern hemp movement.
Wow.
And I would put Dennis Perone, the activist who pretty much spearheaded medical marijuana in San Francisco. He was actually the lover of Harvey Milk in San Francisco. And he just died a few months ago.
Oh, wow.
So I would put, you know, I mean, those other guys are cool and everything, but there's people that I think sacrificed infinitely more than those massive millionaire superstars.
Sure.
And so I would have to give a nod to the people who laid it on the line and really died still fighting the cause.
You still got two more spots on that Mount Rushmore.
Well, I wouldn't put my ugly mug up there because I wouldn't want it to get graffitied.
Made up with Kiss makeup.
Yeah, we wouldn't let that happen, man. Well, the Kiss makeup, maybe.
Yeah, the Kiss makeup, I think that's okay.
Well, if they had to do it accurate, the eyes would have to be at half mast.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Who of all the bands that have played Hempfest, some of your favorites?
Oh, man. Boy. Let's see. That's a tough one. The Accused was pretty cool. Wow. We had Heart by Heart a couple of years ago.
Oh, hell
those
yeah.
Guys are great. God, there's been so many bands. That's a hard one to nail down. We had Bone Thugs and Harmony. That was a pretty amazing show.
Nice.
Cottonmouth Kings.
Oh, they're
that was probably
fun.
The largest audience we've ever had in front of the stage. It literally was almost a public safety crisis because there were so many people standing still that the pathway stopped. And we couldn't get an ambulance in for a while and stuff.
Damn.
And we've changed some things. We actually changed a bunch of stuff on our layout after that experience. But those are some of the more memorable shows that we had. You know, people say, hey, you know, who's the superstar at Hempfest? And you know, there's a couple things going on. First of all, our attendance is so large that we couldn't afford to have a free Willie Nelson show at Hempfest or a free Snoop Dogg. Would be a disaster
because
too many people would come, believe it or not. It's a weird catch 22 we're in. But to us, the stars of Hempfest is freedom and justice and all of the volunteers, the speakers. The bands play for free, you know. The speakers fly up on their own dime.
Wow.
So everybody's a volunteer at Hempfest. And so that's who the superstars are to us. You know, we love star power and we get it sometimes. We've had some great stars on their stages, But generally, you know, we don't have, you know, the A-list acts that some other events which might not have the automatic attendance that we have do.
That makes sense. Like you said, yeah, I couldn't even imagine the zoo that it would be if you had Snoop Dogg there. I mean,
we can't afford an extra 10,000 people showing up.
I love it.
Did the drummer from Cottonmouth Kings, did he come out playing the drums on that? Like, did he have that giant motorcycle set up with the drum set?
You know, he didn't. Lou Dogg.
Yeah.
He's a great dude, man.
Yeah.
No, he didn't, but they did use their own drums. We made an exception for them. We have a back line on stage because, you know, it takes so long.
Yeah.
It's logistically challenging to bring stuff in and out in real time.
80 bands.
But we let Lou Dogg, him use his clear, he had a cool, clear Ludwig drum set that was really
nice.
Neat.
Yeah, he always steps it up when it comes to his drumming stuff. I'm such a drumming nerd, and that guy always has cool, interesting drum setups.
Yeah, we have so many bands loaded out of the festival, it just, we have to have a back line.
I didn't even think about that.
Yep.
Can I just say that Levi is the guy that's responsible for bringing the bands in and out. And we're talking like over 100 bands, and you know, it's just a meat grinder. I don't know how he does it. He's got these golf carts, and he has to go through the crowd and go from one end of the park to the other, and it's really a miracle that he's able to pull it off.
While having a great attitude, too. I've never seen Levi mad. Like, every time I've ever been around you, even when it's just chaos going around, Levi's just like, I'm cool, man.
I remember one year, happy people.
So. He stepped into the Porta John, and I just heard this, rawr, rawr, and then he stepped out and he was smiling again. So I don't know if he went in there just to scream, you know, no one could see him, and then came out.
Levi eats a lot of beans, man. So I think
just an angry poo right there.
Magic beans.
Beans and magical fruit.
He's one of the most positive people that I know, and it's a real pleasure working with him all these years.
I agree. He's the best. And I'm only saying that because he's in the room.
Much love. Thank you. I want to shamelessly self-promote. We only have 2 weeks for bands to submit, Viv. So I wanted to plug that. Hey, if there's bands out there that want to play the Hemp Fest Festival, hop on the website, hop on Sonic Bids, and submit your EPK so we can take a review on it.
And what's the website?
Hempfest.org.
Hempfest.org.
And that's where all the information about the shows. You said the third weekend of August. And then if any bands have any interest, and we have a lot of people who listen that play in bands. So this is a great opportunity to play in front of a large group of people. Send your stuff within the next few days. Send it by tomorrow. Yeah, you know how bands are. It'll
May
take 10th 2 weeks.
Is an adult. Yeah.
Send it by tomorrow.
Do it now.
Let's do tomorrow.
Bands are like rock girl hopefuls.
Well, you know,
it takes them forever and they
forget.
If I was
a band, I would do it before 4:20 because it's going to take a long time for us to sober up.
And if you're not that good of a band, wait till after 4:20. That way you guys are good and stoned when you listen to them. So hempfest.org.
Wait a minute, are you implying that we're not good in stone before that?
That's a good point. Just send it now then. All right, my man Vivian, it's been a pleasure again to talk to you. And like I said at the beginning, congratulations on everything that you've done with Hempfest. It's a Seattle institution. I love the fact that people outside of Seattle know about it, talk about it. It's always been listed as one of the best marijuana themed gatherings, political rallies, music festivals, everything that you guys do. It just puts a big smile on everybody's face. So I thank you, Vivian, and hempfest.org for anyone that wants more information.
There it is.
On behalf of our whole incredibly large group of awesome people, I thank you very much, man.
Ow!
I was expecting a hemp or a pot pun. I was like, oh, here it comes. Thanks, Vivian. We appreciate you.
All right, peace.
Stay happy. Take care.
Stay hempy.
Yeah.
I love it.
That was awesome.
I was waiting for that punch.
Right?
Yeah, the punchline. Yeah,
he got all serious and heartfelt.
We got him all the way up front. There was about seven of them.
That was, dude, he came out swinging.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
It was spectacular.
I like the temperature. The temperature might have been the one that got me.
Temperature?
Yes.
Temperature is rising.
Temperature is rising.
He's on his way into Oklahoma to set up some more political things to keep the movement moving forward and stuff.
I thought that was interesting when I said, hey, your favorite memories. I was expecting, the time that Afro Man puked on my shoe or something. And, you don't know. But no, he had like legit moments.
That makes sense.
I agree.
There I was on stage with the chief of police. I mean, that makes sense.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I wonder if he got high with him. No.
I don't know.
That's the best part.
No.
He won't go into that story, but he's like, it was really cool.
It was enlightening.
Exactly.
Oh, man. So what else is going on in your world, my man?
Yeah. Well, I just got back from Vegas. So, again, going out and setting up a bunch of licensing deals for HempFest right now, just trying to get other cities.
Vegas is all about pot now.
It is. Yeah. Nevada's on board.
We went to one of the pot shops when we were there for the Consumer Electronics Show, and it's... Yeah, nice setup.
There's a nice setup, and there's stores. There's stores right off the strip, and yep. it's happening.
Here's my question for you. Then maybe you know because you actually are talking to people over there. Why aren't there stores on the strip? Is it just like a legal issue, or
I mean, there's some on the strip. It's just like over by the Stratosphere, just a little bit further down. Right.
Oh, okay. I must have missed those.
I would bet real estate, you know.
Yeah, yeah, just
getting a spot on the
rent
strip.
And like any of that sort of thing's got to be insane on the strip.
But yeah. all the growth down there is down by the Stratosphere. That's as the strip grows, it's growing You're that right. direction. So that makes sense, you know.
Yep. And I got a couple of friends down there brokering some. Like the rec stores down there are going for millions of dollars just to having a license. In fact, the Jim from the We'd Be Better Off group, he's down there brokering some deals right now. And yeah, it's millions of dollars to have a license down there. Whereas how many licenses are there here in Washington? Like 1,500?
Something like that. Yeah, I think like for retail, I think there's more now, but I thought there was like 400 licenses for retail, and then
another 1,000 or something like that for producer processors.
Maybe I don't know 400 or 500 something like that.
Okay.
There's a lot more
down there than there is, or there's a lot more up here than there is down in Nevada.
So it's high demand.
It's high demand, and
no pun intended.
So you're seeing that happen in other states too. California is going through a bunch of headaches.
That might be why also they charge a little bit more down in Vegas for stuff.
Yeah,
You're dealing with a lot of, Vegas is like an international destination.
True.
So to that end, you're getting people from all over the world, possibly trying weed for the first time. And a lot of those, I think you can probably have a little bit of a higher price point than most others as well.
Yeah. No, that's a solid thing point. About Vegas when I went down there is like being able to go into a shop, but there's no place to consume it. Like you can't, just like with alcohol, you could walk around and drink all day, but you can't, if someone smells a joint, like you're going to get in trouble. So that was hard. We had to hide and it was like the old days. So
rolling back the clock on that one. Yeah, no kidding.
It was a little fun. Busting out the spoof and
crazy.
Yep. So then we got a bunch of other events and festivals coming up this year. Doing the 6th Avenue Art Walk down in Tacoma again this year.
Nice.
Doing the Fremont Arts and Solstice Parade again this year. I think we'll have a stage there. Doing a bunch of shows at White River Amphitheater. I'm really stoked about White River Amphitheater's lineup this year. I'm taking the guys from the Loose Wheel Bar and Grill to the Chris Stapleton Show. I think that'll be in July. Kendrick Lamar is going to be there on May 5th.
Isn't he a Pulitzer Prize? Was it Kendrick Lamar that won the Pulitzer Prize?
I think so.
Yeah, which is crazy.
Yeah, like, I just heard
his
about
album,
that this
Damn.
Morning, actually. Yeah,
I like that record. It kind of shocked me that won a Pulitzer Prize.
Yeah, didn't they say that was like the first time it wasn't like a... They usually go classic with it.
Yeah, like a classic jazz
music.
Or something
and
like
this
that.
This is like the first time someone had multi, you know, Billboard hits.
That true story. Point, beat out Bruiser Brody for that award, and we're very upset.
That is absolutely true.
That is true.
Did get beat
if we
out.
Put out a full length, we would have beat him.
True.
It was only
maybe.
Yeah. Next
I don't
year.
Know. I heard some of the material, and I'm not sure.
That lead guitarist, songwriter guy.
Yeah.
He's holding us back.
I know. Of course.
Glenn, how was your birthday, like the actual night? Like, I noticed online, I saw that you had an awesome cake. You played a show in Portland?
Let's see. I'm really fried. I'm like the shell of a man. You know, I'm a husk. When you remove the corn and there's that papery stuff left, that's what I am.
Here, just snort this.
Where's my menstrual cream, man? No, my actual birthday was Sunday. But Friday we played in State Line, Idaho at a club called Cruisers. Had a ball.
Was Eddie there?
No, he was on the dark side.
Yeah,
night.
We talked about it in the cruise last week. He did the exact same joke.
Yeah,
weed week.
Weed week. Exactly, dude.
I love that. Such an idiot.
But no. So that was Friday night. It was a ball. The people there are just great. They're so excited that we were there, and even the bartender, just really cool people that really connected with us. So it's just awesome to be there. And then, killed a lot of brain cells that night. Sean drove us out of there. I drank quite a bit. So then Saturday, you know, it was like, hey, man, hop up. Let's have drinks. I'm like, nope, I'm not doing this again. So actually, I stayed pretty straight Saturday. I had a drink or two, but we played The third wheel is the name of the club out in Lewiston, Idaho. Michael Castle's the owner there, and Bennett, that club's rad, and we've got a killer following out in Lewiston, Idaho. So
nice.
People came out in droves. We had an amazing show. That was the night that Kevin Black and Elizabeth Black, their promoters that bring window paint out there all the time, just treat us like gold. They brought me a birthday cake and a really nice bottle, and I was promptly went and hid that in the van because I'm like, nope.
No one's stealing mine.
Not today.
But, you know, it was great. They just made me feel great. And then, you know, end of our set, my band showered me with Silly String, which I'm nice. Still digging out of my hair despite multiple showers, man. Like, my hair just soaked it up like a
it's
sponge.
It's like glitter.
So, yeah, but dude, I'm telling you, it's it forever. For in 6 months, you'll be digging Silly String out of my hair. But
I shared with Glenn that one of my birthdays, my friends had Silly Stringed my PT Cruiser.
Uh-oh.
And I,
no.
Of course, I didn't drive home from the bar. My friends took me home, like responsible friends would do. But then the next morning, the sun had baked the Silly String into my car paint job.
Oh, no.
And it was like that until I blew my head gasket. I just left it on the side of the road. It was like 5 years. I got 5 years out of that car.
Wait, so you just gave up on the car because of the Silly String?
I was just like, man, that's just it's first impression, dude. It's just Silly Stringed. It's like, who's this guy rolling up with the PT Cruiser Silly Stringed? You know, it was like pink and blue.
It was like a tie-dye?
It was like tie-dye, yeah. It was
a
really
tie-dye
bad.
PT Cruiser.
What was the base? Yeah, what was the base paint job?
Silver.
Oh man, kind of so that
silver,
just made
pink
it
and blue.
Just, yeah, it was bad.
You look like you're trying to go to a gender reveal party or something at that point. God. Wash it off, find out what it is.
Yeah, I don't think. Well, we learned something today, that to not leave Silly String overnight.
Yeah,
well, no, that stuff,
that.
I mean, when you get blasted in the face with it, you can smell that it's essentially just a chemical.
Yeah.
So as he's telling me that story, I was like, ooh, how'd it do to your paint? And he just kind of smiled. I'm like, oh, man.
Don't do anything near any open flames or anything with those, because it's basically a flamethrower at that point.
Yeah. Well, it was like when at Migs Fest, it was, you know, celebrates for my birthday at Studio 7, speaking of the place. And then, you know, at the end of the set, my fine friends in Bruiser Brody all had Silly String, and they did what happened to Glenn. They're all spraying me. Well, I'm wasted at this point. So I'm just loving life. I'm feeling good. And I'm like, for a moment in my head, the Silly String seemed like it would probably be just as delicious as Easy Cheese.
No!
So as they're spraying me, I open up my mouth like, The minute one little string went in my mouth, I was like, that doesn't taste like cheese.
Well, you can't breathe. That it emits like a chemical vapor.
It tastes like a chemical vapor.
Yeah, you can hardly breathe, man.
Oh, I almost hurled all over myself, which would have been a really weird night.
Yeah.
I think I did actually end up hurling later on in the night.
Congratulations.
Outside of your bus.
Oh, perfect.
He's just on the outside.
He's just on the outside.
And I remember the next morning, I'm like, how did I get home? I'm like, oh, that's right, the party bus. I got home by the party bus. Like, where are my drums? And they were all set aside. And apparently one of the guys on my hockey team,
that's
Danny,
amazing.
He was wasted, but he was very meticulous. He put everything back exactly where it needed to go.
It's good friends, man. Like, that's amazing.
When it's your birthday, you've got to have friends like that looking out for you, especially if you have stuff like gear and stuff.
Absolutely. Gosh. You know, in some ways, other people view it, maybe take it a different way and would agree, but you always need a good anal friend. And
anal retention.
Right.
Yes. He means uptight, not...
Right. Yeah. Meticulous.
They're big words.
Yes, meticulous.
Not the old tuck and pull.
Right. But some people want that as well in their friends.
Well, yes, that's true.
Well, I'm glad that the birthday went well, my man.
Yeah,
happy birthday.
Great,
you know
man.
I love you.
Happy belated.
Yeah, man. I lumbered, drove all the way back Sunday, and of course we got back, and all the cars were parked at my house, and poor Chris, Windowpane's bass player, had a flat, and it's raining and muddy, so I'm out in the rain and mud, you know, trying to jack his car up, and he's standing there like, man, thanks. I'm like, you remember this next time you want to spray me with Silly String, man. You know, and he's laughing. Got the wheels swapped, and, you know, curled up with my bride, and I've just been kind of recovering ever since.
Yeah.
You know? But it was a good birthday, man. I got zero complaints and got to spend it with people I love. And
well, luckily you have a quiet weekend ahead of you.
Yeah, that's right. Bruiser Brody's at Tony V's this coming Saturday.
Saturday night, baby.
Yeah.
It's going to be a blast.
That's right.
You're in the Everett area.
Yeah.
Maybe. We have four buses now. I'm everywhere. Look out.
Yeah. Don't forget to bring an anal friend so Steve and I can get out of there.
I know a couple guys. They're great anal friends.
And these are my butt buddies. It's not what you think. They help with my gear, man. And that's not what you think either. Just be quiet.
My best bud.
It's funny you say that. Still one of my all-time favorite stories. It actually happened at a party that Levi was throwing many years ago. My buddies came out And no, you were there, but I can't remember. It was a fuzzy day.
Mm-hmm.
All these people were there and a few listeners there. And I was there with my buddy Jay and my buddy Chris, two guys I play hockey with. And we're all hanging out. And this guy was just wasting. He was like this just burly looking dude, right? And he's hanging out with us too. And it seemed fine, but he was drunk. I walk away and I come back. And both of my buddies look like they just saw a ghost. And I was like, well, what happened? And like, that guy, I'm like, yeah. He, after you walked away, he goes, that's your friend. You're friends with Steve. And like, yeah, really good friend. Yeah, good friend. Like, yeah, like one of our best friends. We love the dude. And like, wow, you guys are so lucky. Man, if he was my friend, I'd SSD anytime he wanted me to.
Whoa!
Oh, man.
Wow, a friend indeed.
So they tell me this friend, that this story, and I looked at them both. I'm like, well, clearly you guys aren't as good of friends as I thought you were.
Yeah, but that's bad, dude. That's like the little puppy that gets brought in by the gorilla. I can just picture you just crying like, this is my friend! You know?
Be quiet, Steve.
Yeah, be quiet, Steve.
Your name's George.
Get in the truck, Steve. Nobody loves you like I do. Please.
I'm your best friend.
I'm sorry.
But when they told me that story, I'm like, what?
And that's they creepy.
Like, yeah, they were like, we didn't know what to do. Like, yeah, well, that's how we became his friend.
You know, that's one of those things. You're standing there. Do you want to act that on? Like, what else would you do, man? You
know? Well, I'll tell you what.
Tell me, King Kong, what else would you do?
Prove it.
Just put your phone in record mode and just document the whole thing. Like, what else, bro?
Once they told me, I'm like, you guys want to go to another bar?
Yeah,
like,
you guys want to get out of here?
We left.
Time to go.
You look back and that guy's following you on a tricycle.
I will find you.
I want to be where Steve is. Those guys are so lucky.
The luckiest guys in the world. So yeah, Bruiser Brody and Everett, come hang out with us.
Nice segue there. Perfect.
Who else is on that bill? It's an amazing bill. We've got Wide Only the Wreckage, Superfecta, and I think Dead Rebel Saints, right?
Yes!
You remembered them!
See? Yeah, it took 3 weeks.
See,
it
man.
Did. Practice makes perfect.
I love those guys.
Yeah.
Love those guys. I've had so much going on with the Studio 7 thing, and there's a lot going on with window pane and these window pane shows, and so I haven't even been able to look over the promotional materials for this Saturday, which is something I should get on top of.
Mm. To put it in perspective, the weeks leading up to this have been so crazy for all of us. This is going to be a very special show for Bruiser Brody at Tony V's. We're going in without a single practice.
We can't, dude, with my schedule.
I thought you guys were going to try to get one in.
No. A lot of it was with
hardcore.
My schedule this week.
Hardcore.
I can't break away. And then Steve's got a pretty amazing week because Friday night.
I'm training to have my debut wrestling match on Friday.
Yeah.
So at the Showbox.
I'm wrestling at Battle Mania in a tag team match.
You got to come up to the market. If you don't make it to Everett, you got to come up to the market Saturday, man.
Yeah, Friday night at the
Saturdays
in Everett. It's okay. If you show up Saturday at the Showbox, I'm sure
probably
a cool
good time. I'm Steve's anal friend. I just help him pack his S.
Drums. Yeah, so Friday night over at the Showbox, go to AXS.com. Tickets are still available. They're selling pretty quick, which is pretty awesome. We just announced that Matt Cross, star of Lucha Underground, he goes by Son of Havoc. He's an independent wrestling superstar. And he's one of my tag team partners. It's an 8-man tag, so 4 on one side, 4 on the other. And we're taking on the Hellfire Club, and it's going to be my debut wrestling.
Oh my God, I'm so excited!
No, Steve sent me. He sent me a photo. I think it might have been Sunday
of my wrestling gear.
He got his gear, and I got to say, it turned out killer. Like it's all laid out on the floor. He's like, bro, and I'm like, man. That looks dope. And he's like, I know.
Do you have a character? Do you have like a character?
No, I'm Steve Miggs.
Cool, man. Look at that outfit.
Oh, wait. You want to have your mind blown? Last night I was in wrestling training, and after everyone was gone, there was just still a few of us. And I was like, you know what? Let me make sure all this stuff fits. And bam.
Yeah!
You got some pictures of the outfit.
You guys
got
to pass that, man.
You have to come out on
it looks cool.
Friday night.
It looks cool.
Friday night. Wow.
That's me in my wrestling attire.
Dude, this could be so cool.
Don't swipe left. You'll see something here.
Oh, no!
Kidding.
It's a screenshot of the text his dad sent that just said, are you effing crazy?
Yeah. Speaking of anal friends.
Show it to Rev. Rev, there I am in my... And I mean, shout out, can I give a
that's
shout
killer.
Out? If you ever want to get any, I mean, Rev, I know you're into the world of like, you know, Comic-Cons and things like that. If you ever want to get like any kind of cosplay costumes, obviously wrestling attire, they do great stuff as well. And they do just random like onesies, like just funky stuff. is a company based out of Oregon. They're called Classy as F, and they spell out the F word. Mm-hmm. So Classy as Fudge. and find them on Facebook. Give them a shout out. They're great people. They made me all my gear. And, you know, I mean, obviously, cool. I had to pay a couple of dollars just to get it rushed ordered because I had a mishap with the original gear. But they came out and did an incredible job. So if you're a fan of any kind of cosplay or if you're a wrestler and you need gear, Classy as F. Find them on Facebook and all that good
stuff. I'm going to wear my belt. Remember when we went, Ted Smith and you and I
yes.
and some peeps went out to, was it WWE or WWF?
Yep. WWE. Yeah.
At the Key Arena.
Key Arena, we got all wasted and, yeah. and you bought a belt.
Yeah, and a wig. I think I had a wig and I bought the big belt. I'm wearing it. I'm bringing yes. it on Friday.
Yes. You even had tights on.
Yeah. Do you think if I dressed the part, I would get tagged in?
Is I'll like, tag you in.
Yeah? Oh, dude. That's on the bucket list.
I've seen some of the stuff these guys are doing. Be careful, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Be careful. Man. Maybe I should go check out a couple.
anyway, so that's Friday night. Go to AXS.com to get the tickets. But Saturday night, come hang out with us and Bruiser Brody. See what happens when a band does not practice together before their show.
We'll be fine.
I know we will
I think we'll be fine. But as long as everyone does their homework.
I think that's the fun part. Like, hey.
See to your pants on that one.
You never know what could happen.
Well, we kicked around some different options, and no matter what, it was like, honestly, it was Steve and I. One of the two of us was going to have to, and I was like, Steve, I don't want to, because Steve was like, dude,
freaking
I'll rearrange,
divas.
And I was like, bro, I do not want to put that on you,
yep.
and so, you know, but honestly, Travis was like, man, I'm good. Let's all just study up. I'll see you at the show.
Yeah. We know our songs.
Yeah.
It's not like we're doing like a random cover we've never done before. We're doing all of our songs, and we know them.
It'll be cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
I think it'll be cool.
Oh, hell yeah. And if not, it's Wyatt's fault.
Always Wyatt's fault.
It's always Wyatt's
Poor
fault.
Poor Wyatt, man.
So once again, Lion Pride buddy. Music, Lion Pride party buses. I know I say it every time, but I mean it from the bottom of my heart. They are the absolute best. They're great drivers, great safety, great everything, and an incredibly fun time. And that's the best part is that they want to have fun with you. So Lion Pride that's Music, go check them out on Facebook and on social
L-Y-O-N.
Media. L-Y-O-N. And Levi, you know I love you, man. Thank you for everything that you do with me.
Love. Thank you guys so much. I'll be Wednesday if you guys want to come party with us. We're doing Wednesday trivia nights down at the Loose Wheel Bar and Grill.
That's a great spot in Puyallup.
Yep, down in Puyallup.
Oh,
yep.
I was just there yesterday having their fabulous meatloaf.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, don't piss off Glenn when it comes to meatloaf.
Meatloaf, man. Meat doesn't belong in a loaf.
Don't hate on the loaf, man.
Do you put it in a sandwich as well?
It comes with bread, but I just eat the bread. I don't sandwich it at all.
Wait, you eat the bread and then you eat the meatloaf?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That is interesting.
Do you take out everything out of your taco and eat the taco shell and then eat the taco?
I have before, yes.
Okay, then. You're consistent.
Not all the time, but sometimes.
Like, I was a little kid. I was on the playground.
Portland's looking at you like, I've smoked a lot of weed, but I've never gotten so stoned that I needed to take all the ingredients out of my taco and eat it.
Sometimes
that way.
You want to deconstruct it to make
deconstruct
sure.
Deconstruct the taco.
Yeah, to
That's
make sure.
That's how it comes at the fancy restaurant.
Everything is there and make sure everything is in its place. You want to deconstruct it.
Right, we're taking all the weed stuff away from you. You clearly are not using weed for
now it's mine! Can I take this?
Billy, Misha, thank you guys. Sixth Ave, Mary Mart, go check them out. Great deals on the 420 sale, 15% off of a bunch of great stuff.
Yeah, 15% off of everything except for our super special stuff, and then 25% off the paraphernalia, and then after you go inside, you can hop on Levi's Lions Pride bus
and sample.
Enjoy some awesome stuff. Yeah, man. Yes. It's going to be a good time.
And also, if you mention the Migs Cast, you get everything off 14%.
Actually, you pay full price. Actually,
you pay full price.
We mark it up even more for you.
Full price and a shrug.
What are these people going to go for that? They'll walk and be like, I heard you guys in the Migs Cast. You guys are going to be like, okay.
And you give them the 15% off, like, bro. I heard you on the Migscast, and he said specifically that it's 14% off. I want my 14%
Billy's off. Like, I apologize.
All your bud tenders better have calculators.
Yeah,
big time.
Yeah. Get it right, guys.
Yeah, and hold to it, man. Don't let them take advantage of you, our listeners.
Oh, man, I'm a nice guy.
I know you are.
I don't, it's the weed guy.
If they keep it up, then give it to them for 12%.
I like talk them down, haggle them for it. God, you jackass.
Thank you guys as always, man.
Thanks again, guys.
Appreciate you, fellas.
Well, happy 420, everybody. Hopefully you enjoyed some 420 treats while listening to this episode.
Indeed.
Indeed. Of course, Misha with her potty mouth.
Indeed.
Emphasis on pot.
Yeah.
She's like gun shy now on the mic, though. She steps into the mic and I see her kind of look over at Steve like, I'm not going to say anything, Steve. You can trust me.
It'd be great if she just went, indeed, motherfucker. What the hell? I'm ending this podcast.
Sorry.
Hey, thank you also to Vivian McPeak from HempFest. Go to hempfest.org to get your band submission in within the next couple of weeks. Get it in and get it in quick.
Yeah. Or just come see me. Come drop one off with me on the party bus.
Awesome.
Wednesday is down at the Loose Wheel and Thursday is up at the Ballroom in Fremont.
Perfect. Nice. Do that. And if you want information about getting tickets and all that fun stuff for when it happens, just go to hempfest.org. And we will be back next week with a big recap of the Bruiser Brody show.
Yeah.
Hopefully I'm walking with both of my limbs.
Yes.
After my big wrestling debut. It's going to be a blast. And as always, please stay positive. Anything you want to hit, Glenn, before I...
Nah, man. I'll see you Friday at the Showbox, brother.
Rev, you good?
I'm great.
Levi, thanks again for May 6th. That's amazing.
We'll see you then.
That's right, May 6th.
Love all you guys.
Studio 7.
Awesome to have been here with you today.
Stay positive. We gotta stay positive.